Hi, I'm Dr. Leanne Kessler, a consultant specializing in science communication. It's Wednesday, April 17th, and it's time for your Fusion News Update. Stories today include: 1. Korea's artificial sun just shattered a fusion record. 2. Everett's Helion eyes Central Washington for groundbreaking energy venture. 3. U.S.-Japan announced partnership to accelerate nuclear fusion. 4. Americans supportive but misinformed about fusion energy's promise. 5. Max Planck spinout nets 20 million euro to build Stellarator fusion machine. I also have some bonus news for you at the end, so stick around. 1. Korea's artificial sun just shattered a fusion record. K-STAR, the South Korean tokamak, has recently set a record for plasma performance as they maintained a plasma at 100 million degrees Celsius, or around 10 kiloelectron volts, for 48 seconds. This result came from the first campaign at the device after spending a year installing upgrades, primarily converting the previously carbon diverter to tungsten. The result is the most recent in a steady march of progress in temperature and confinement time at the tokamak since it first began operations in 2008, with an ultimate goal of a 300-second, or around 5-minute, discharge by 2026. Of note, when it comes to record-setting continuous plasma discharges in magnetic confinement, are the differing ways that plasma temperature can be reported. K-STAR reports ion temperature, which is generally used to define how hot a fusion environment needs to be to sustain a fusion reaction. Other devices, such as the Chinese device EAST, report electron temperature, leading to different records for the longest confinement of hot plasmas. According to Dr. Suk Jae-yu, president of the Korean Institute of Fusion Energy that runs K-STAR, this research is a green light for acquiring core technologies required for the fusion demo reactor. We will do our best to secure core technologies essential for the operation of ITER and the construction of future demo reactors. Part of the success at K-STAR is due to advances in controlling plasma tearing mode instabilities. Two recent Nature publications from researchers at K-STAR and Princeton discuss advantages of controlling these instabilities, tested both at K-STAR and at the D3D tokamak, including using machine learning to rapidly adjust plasma parameters. 2. Everett's Helion eyes Central Washington for groundbreaking energy venture. The Fusion Industry Association member Helion Energy is citing its pilot fusion power plant in Central Washington State. Several local outlets reported on a letter of intent agreement with the Chelan Douglas Regional Port Authority to conduct a one-year due diligence study on a 25-acre plot in Malaga, Washington. This power plant would fulfill the agreement between Helion and Microsoft to provide 50 megawatts of electrical power to Microsoft's data centers in the area. Local officials estimate local investment of up to $600 million and over 100 new jobs. Helion site selection will likely occur within the next year. 3. U.S.-Japan announced partnership to accelerate nuclear fusion. The U.S. Department of Energy and the Japanese Ministry of Education, Sports, Science, and Technology released a joint statement last week about a strategic partnership to support fusion energy. This partnership furthers the Biden administration's bold decadal vision and the Japan Fusion Energy Innovation Strategy. Beyond scientific collaboration, the two governments will also work to provide greater facility access, establish regulatory harmony, and to maintain critical global supply chains. This announcement came at the same time as Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida's visit to the White House, where he and President Biden discussed continued cooperation on many issues, including the potential for Japan to join in the AUKUS partnership. In additional Japanese fusion news, several private fusion companies and partner companies have announced the formation of a Japanese fusion industry group called the Japan Fusion Energy Council, or J-Fusion. 4. Americans supportive but misinformed about fusion energy's promise. Research from the Institute for Public Policy Research and Analysis at the University of Oklahoma showed interesting results on the American perception of fusion energy, particularly in comparison with nuclear fission. They compared reactions to the phrases fusion energy, nuclear fusion, and nuclear fission, illustrating the negative association with the word nuclear, as responses to fusion energy and nuclear fusion were markedly different. Researchers found that Americans generally show technological optimism and trust in regulators, making them open to pursuing new ideas. There was also a strong overlap between previous exposure to information about fusion and positive responses. Fusion alone doesn't have the emotional baggage of nuclear fission, but it isn't necessarily popular with the American public yet. According to Dr. Hank Jenkins-Smith, who led the study, the main takeaway is the importance of messaging to the public. Because the public is not well informed, opponents could fairly easily generate false narratives linking fission to fusion and thereby poisoning public acceptance of fusion moving forward. To combat this, developers, regulators, and advocacy groups must have humility and avoid making overly optimistic claims that will be difficult or impossible to achieve. Doing so will go a long way in retaining societal acceptance of this technology. 5. Max Planck spinout nets 20 million euro to build Stellarator fusion machine. There are a couple of fusion news items out of Germany right now. First, FIA member Proxima Fusion raised 20 million euro in seed funding, with a variety of backers led by Red Alpine, a Swiss venture capital firm. Proxima Fusion is planning to build a Stellarator that builds off of the technology developed and proved at the Mendelssohn W7X device operated by the Max Planck Institute. Stellarators, like tokamaks, use a donut-shaped device with twisted magnetic fields. While tokamaks use two sets of magnetic field coils to get this warp field, Stellarators use twisted field coils. Proxima is using a design called the quasi-isodynamic, or QI, Stellarator, which will have no net plasma current going around the torus, eliminating many instabilities. They are also utilizing artificial intelligence and machine learning to optimize their Stellarator design before construction. Dr. Francesco Ciortino, CEO and co-founder at Proxima Fusion, the appetite from high-caliber strategic investors validates the quality of the team we've assembled, our great early progress, and the groundbreaking impact of what we're aiming to achieve. Finally, let's check out the bonus fusion news this week. There are a ton of smaller stories I wasn't able to include in the main section, so check out the articles about artificial intelligence, fusion-enhanced pulsed plasma propulsion drive, ITER updates, and new results at First Light Fusion, an FIA member. Personally, I'm particularly interested in a Nature News article about the recent scandal in superconductivity research, especially thinking about how it relates to the policy study on the importance of honest messaging with the public. There's also an episode of NPR's Shortwave podcast on fusion energy from last month you should check out. Finally, the FIA hosted a two-day conference last month to discuss policy in the fusion industry. That's all for fusion news this week. Stay tuned for our next update. Please like and subscribe for more fusion news and check out the links in the description if you want more information.